Okay. Hamitzvah Hatesha Bechamisha. He Shetzivonu Lissoya Bechatzoitzreis Bemikdash. Im Hakobus Korb Mikobin Amoades. The Ram is very careful here in his formulation of what this mitzvah is, and he clearly puts it in the class of mitzvahs which are negeil mikdash. In fact, he writes chatzoit v'mikdash. Even though in the psukim which he quotes, it doesn't say mikdash, but the assumption is that since it says aloi seichem and al besomuch, that the tkiyas themselves have to be, the chatzitzreis have to be in mikdash proper. And the mitzvah is liskeya b'chatzitzreis. And since it's mikdash, and it's nogeya teregel and moyed, whether even though it includes Rosh Chodeshim, it is part of these mitzvahs which are nogeya l'regel. Now, then he says, and here just the plain reading, and I'm going to suggest something, the plain reading of the text, it doesn't go. Ubevei omu shemitzis hayoim b'chatzeitzreis. This ubevei omu b'mitzis hayoim b'chatzeitzreis is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. But if you look at the Mishnah and what it's talking about, it's not talking about the tekiya beregel b'moadechem v'ashechotcheichem, but it's talking about the chatzitzreis of tanyos. And in fact, you look at the you look at the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, it's very clear that he says that it's referring to the Chatzitzreis of Tanyos. So the flow is almost incoherent. He starts talking about a tkiya of Chatzitzreis on Korban. Aim hakrovus hakorban, it's with the korban, the korban ha'moadis, or korban ha'prokim, including not only Yisum Hashem Yom Kippur, but also Rosh Chodesh. And then he says, Mabei Omru, about mitzvah hayoim b'chatzreitzreis, and that mitzvah hayoim is not referring to the chatzreitzreis of mikdash on ha'moadim. And then he continues, and things like this. And he says, "Ukvar hisbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu b'sifri v'Rosh Hashanah v'Tanyos." And this is very odd, as Mark Herman pointed out to me. Usually, the Rambam ends his discussion of every mitzvah with a clear bibliography of where the dinim of this mitzvah are. Where are the dinim? And strange, he should mention Taniyos. That's Mesechtes, it's Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Taniyos, when Taniyos is certainly a discussion only about the Chatzreitzreis of Tainis, and he hasn't even talked about it yet. Okay. Then, there's another line here, and the way it is in Ibn Tibbon, but not supported with the Arabic text that we have, V'chein anachnu mitzuvim liskoya b'chatzreitzreis. It's an addendum. Not only it's this, now it's another thing, And l'chol this v'chein, the way it's in the text here, is a separate remark. V'chein anachnu mitzuvim v'skol b'chatzreitzrei b'itreis hatzorach v'atzorais, which is, if you look at the itim hatzorach is tzoris in kapach, it's tzoris v'aloyis. And whatever the translation is, l'cheira, he's referring to the Rambam, his list that he has in Hilchos Tanyos, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Elu hein atzor shel tzibur shemis'anin u'matzchiyim aleihem. Al tzor sven Yisrael v'Yisrael ve'al acherev, the Jews on the pogroms, there's war, there's a pestilence, v'al adeva v'chayiro, v'al alba v'al achsil, which are generalists of Chaloyim. So l'chira, I'm not getting involved in what's going on now, but l'chira, this Rambam certainly fits in the categories of what he's talking about. And it says that this Zo'oko, he says, look what he says, V'chein anachnu mitzuvim v'skoye b'chatzreitzeis b'itas atzorech v'atzorois, which we discuss, uk kishenizach l'fonov yis'ale. Okay? It's the Zo'oko is not part of the mitzvah, but it's a time there's a chiyuv. The mitzvah is l'skaya b'chatzreitzreis b'itas atzorach v'atzorais kishenizach l'fonav yis'ale. V'omo yis'ale v'chiyovoyu l'chomo b'artzachem. Okay? Which is another pasuk in that parasha which refers to the times of l'chomois or other roles and tzoros. However, the Arabic itself doesn't say v'chein, it says l'fi she'onu mitzuvim anachnu mitzuvim. That's a proper translation of the Arabic. And then it's like hanging in the middle of nowhere. Like there's a statement, l'fi is an explanation of something which we don't find there's any need to explain. So there are basically three questions over here. We don't know what's going on with the text. One is the proof about Chatzreitzreis, which is not about the Chatzreitz he was talking about. He quotes a list, which usually quotes at the end of the mitzvah, and one of the things certainly is Tainiyos, which has nothing to do with what he's talking about yet. And then there's a statement at the end, Lefisha, Anachnu Mitzuvim. Let's go here. So my suggestion is, I don't know, it says, Louis de Mustafina, I would say this last line is in the wrong place, and somehow the Sefer messed it up. And Lefisha Anachnu should have been earlier, and an explanation, Vu Omo Yis'ale, Ube Yoyim Smichatchem, Moadechem, Rosh Chodshechem, Muskatem, Bechatzeitzreis. Okay, so that's going on the Tkia b'chatzreitzreis on Korban, and then it says there were beer omru or the Chachma Tikei Shmur said shemitzus hayoyim b'chatzreitzreis. Aye, that chatzreitz they're talking about tainyos. So then he says l'fi she'onu mitzuvim l'skoyim b'chatzreitzreis b'itas atzorach v'atzorach k'shenizach l'fonav yis'ale. That's explaining mitzvah yom b'chatzreitzes. And then he ends off, as he always ends off, ukfar hisboilu mishpatei mitzvah zu kvar, it's in the past, b'sifri, b'rosh Hashanah b'tanyos, and these two mesechtes and the sifri. So that's beautiful. Now, Next, we have a problem over here. The mitzvah again, the mitzvah in both cases is l'skar v'chatzetzchais. But there are two different times that we do it. One time is in a korban, and the other time is kishenizak l'fon of Yisrael. Okay? So, interesting is that the Magid Mishnah asked the question, in Perik Aleph, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Aleph, Risi Rabbeinu, Besefa Mitzvah Shelo, Shemona Tchua Zu, Uskia Shebeshas HaKobonis, V'mitzvah Achas. That the Tkia on Korban and the Tkia Beshas Tzorois is one mitzvah. That's what he's saying here. V'tameani, Lomo, Shalishnei Psukim Heim Bekosim. It's two Psukim. So I don't know who told them, Megillah Rosai, that the fact that the two Psukim is a reason to make two mitzvahs. The Ram clearly says in Sherish Chi that we decide mitzvahs are based on Yoni HaTorah. So I'm confused about the Kasha. I'm not 100% clear about it. V'nir Shedaitel Zal Shemitzvah Hi Achas Klolus L'skoi V'chatzetzes V'mikdash V'eis HaKobonis ובאיס הצורס בין במקדש בין בגבול ואין רואה ונויס בשתי מצוות ואוי צורך יום. So here, if I would have attacked this issue, I would have done this in a different way. I would have quoted Rambam in Asei Kufla Medzayin, which he's talking about Kia Shofer in Yoiva. He says Ivonu Liskoya B'Shofer Basiri Mitishre Mishon Ezu, which is Shnas Yoiva, Liklo B'Chol Atzenu Dro Lavodim V'Lotzeis Kol Avdei Eved Ivri L'Cheres V'Lipidion V'Yoim Azeh Klemo Asiri Mitishre V'Om Yisal V'Avar T'Shofer Tchua בחודש השביעי, בשביעי, בעשר החודש יום הכיפור. ביומא בקוסם דרור בכל עץ חודש שבר. So I'm bothered by a question, amazing question, okay, amazing question. And it's very odd, you know, the Lomdin would say, you know, what for kasha is this? What's the kasha? V'yesh, the Ram, also the Ram, yes, the kasha. V'yesh mitzvah, also, excuse me. V'yesh mitzvah cheres, there's a mitzvah kuf ayin. He says in one of the shmoya kol sheif of Yom Rishon mitishrei v'om yisale yom tru yelachem. So Ram is the kasha. Why is kia b'yovel and sheif on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it two mitzvahs? Let it be one mitzvah. I two step psukim. That didn't bother the Rambam. And he says like this: v'yedua. And he answers the question. What's the answer? And he doesn't say that what the Lomdin would have said at the mitzvah tkia on Yovel is a mitzvah lemaisa tkia, and there might not be shlichas, the law pointed out, and everyone has to blow, and the mitzvah of shofar Rosh Hashanah is to hear the shofar, it's a different chesed of lemaisa mitzvah. The Rambam is of the opinion all this is granted, because the Rambam is the Baal Machadish in this. He points out in Tshuva, and it's clear if you took Mishneh Torah, right? The Rambam says that increment, that difference, is not enough to call the two inyonim, inyoni atel. So the Rambam says, so what is it? So he says, v'yedua shatkia zeis b'yoivo, it's a trumpet announcement. And the Indian of Tkir on Rosh Hashanah is a different Indian, meaning Yoni Atera, and therefore it's a separate mitzvah. The Indian Tkir Shefer Shkia b'rosh Shkia Rosh Hashanah ki hu zichroim lifnei Hashem. Or that the chefsa from Tkia and Rosh Hashanah is some type of memory to Hashem to bring some type of special divine countenance to us. V'zu lohitzi avodim kmo shibyanu. And since, even though it's both something to do with Tkia, but it's two in Yonim, so therefore it's two mitzvahs. Here, it's one inyan. Why is it one inyan? The mitzvah is tkiyah. It's just the two different times that it's done. There's a tkiyah b'shas ha-kovim, the mchatzai says, and it's a tkiyah b'shas ha-tzolos. So it's one inyan and one mitzvah. And kuf lamed zayin itself should be a proof to this issue. That's what I would have said. Okay. That's very nice when you're thinking about the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. I was always intrigued. The Rav used to point out that the Rambam changed the opinion in Mishneh Torah. In fact, the Rambam quotes this mitzvah in Prati HaMitzvahs in Hilchos Tanyos. He turns the world upside down because you get the impression the main mitzvah, whatever that means, is in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that's why he places it the way he places it with the mitzvahs of Mikdash and Golim, the mitzvahs Kiyas HaKabonis. In Mishneh Torah, he puts it, the Prati HaMitzvahs, not in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash with the Tkiyah and Korbonos, but he puts it in Hilchos Tanyos. In the Prati Mitzvah of Hilchos Tanyos, mitzvah say achas v'hi lizrek lifnei Hashem b'chol eis sora g'doyla sh'leitovo atzibo. Here the mitzvah changed. He doesn't mention the chatzitz at all over here. He lizrek. The mitzvah is zokah, and zokah be'ei sovah. And in the zokah, the tkiyah v'chatzreis is subsumed under it. It's swallowed up in such a way you don't have to mention it. V'hi lizai lifnei Hashem b'chol ei sovah g'dayla sh'lei tovah atzibo. And that, in Hilchos Tanyos, he mentions it, but the same type of thing. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, Min HaTorah, Lizek Ulhariya, B'chatzei Tzreis, is to do both. The Chatzei Tzreis is Ulhariya, Akol Tzora, Shetobo Atzibo, Shenema Atzah Hatzei Re'etchem, V'arei Eitzem B'chatzei Tzreis, Klema, called over sheets of Lachem, you are in a situation, a trying situation of turbulence. You have nowhere or idea of where this is going to go. Kagoin Batseret Videde the Arabahen as a Dreisa Mitzvah Zaku Alayim Vihoriu. So the zokah is not a tnai, is not a time to do the mitzvah, but it's basically the mitzvah zokah. And that's why it's in Hilchos Tanyos. And this zokah in chefsa is not sama zokah. The Rambam learns that the keel of the zokah, the kiyum of the zokah is to do tshuva. Sometimes you have zok in Hilchos tshuva, which is an epilogue of tshuva. After you do tshuva, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha, mechila, and kapora. This is a prelude. It's to get man to look at the world and understand that this is not a natural it's not an expression of a natural calamity, but it's an expression of the Hashkocha and the Rebbeinu Shalom knocking on the door and asking man to do tshuva. That's what he says in Halacha Beis in Perek Aleph. V'dover zeh midalki ha-tshuva hu. Shebizman shetovo tzoro v'yizaku aleho v'yoriyu yedu hakol shebeglal ma'aseim holoyim hu alehem. It's an understanding that man should understand that he is responsible. Kakosuv avnei seichem hatu v'goyimah. V'zehu shiigum lehem lo'asi ratzol me'alehem. And l'chira, therefore it's safe as manim. Because the kiyum is not a kiyum tshuva. It's a prelude to tshuva. That's why I heard from the Rav just about this point that it's a prelude to tshuva. But I think there, if it's hilchos manim, it's not together with hilchos tshuva. It's a whole different world. And it's not in Sefer Avo, it's not a kiyum tefila. This za'oka is not with say the Shevach Bakosha Bohidor. It's not, as the Rav used to say, as the formal ambassador coming to God and with the protocol praying, but it's almost the cry of a person, an emotional screech of almost like an animal without any formal guides to cry to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, help me. So it's not part of Tefillah, it's not part of Avo, it's Bizman and Bizman Lizman, at the Zman of these souls. Here, once you lay this foundation, is the Chazakusha Meduchte. You have to ask yourself the question, looking in terms of Kuflamed Zion and the discussion which he had about Shefa Shel Rosh Hashanah and Shefa Shel Yovel, that it's two mitzvahs, it's two separate inyonim. Here I would tell you of the Tkiyah B'chatzetzrei and the Za'oka B'sasora in B'chefzis two inyonim Ateva, and it should have been two mitzvahs in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the chira, the kashe, is not on Sefer HaMitzvahs. The kashe is a Mishnah Torah. And I think the answer is very simple. And if you look at the Rambam, and you let the Rambam be your leader to understand what the answer is, instead of deciding a priori the answer has to be this and push your words in the Rambam, you'll see clearly that the Rambam pointed to this. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Ve'ha'olzim Boy, there's Klei HaMikdash, the first two Prokim, and the rest of the Prokim Ve'ha'olzim Boy are from Perek Gimel and on. Perek Gimel is the mitzvah of Avodas HaLevi, and in Perek Gimel the Rambam quotes Chatzetzes. Let's just see how he starts. In Perek Gimel, and we'll go back to seeing start, where he quotes it, Perek Gimel Elokehei, B'mei HaMoadeis Kulam, U'Rosh HaKadoshim, Hoyu Kohanim Tekim B'Chatzei Tzreis, B'Shots HaKorban, V'Alevim O'im Shiro, Shneem O'Biyom Simchatzchem V'Vuadeichem, U'Rosh HaKadoshim, U'Skatim B'Chatzei Tzreis. And he tells you what the Chatzetzes were, and what it's kosher. The Rambam starts off Perek Gimel like this. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Zer Levi Kuloi Muvdo La'Avodas HaMikdash. Shnei Baveis Ahi Hidlo Hashem Heshevet Levi. U'Mitzvos Aseh Liyos An Halevim Pnuyim Muchonim La'Avodas HaMikdash. Bein rotzu, bein loy rotzu. Shinema v'ovar alevi hu es avoides oil moed. The mitzvah is a generic mitzvah. It's that they should be prepared to do the avoides alevi, whatever avoides alevi are. What avoides alevi? Avodah Salevi is like this. And the Ram explains that the various Avodah Salevi are not separate mitzvahs, but this is an expression of Avodah Salevi. The Avodah Salevi is all of them together. Avodah Shelahen, he, Shiyu, Shem Mitzamikdosh, Viyu Mehen Shorim, Riftoyach Shari Amikdosh, Ulohogiv Dolosois, to open and close the doors to watch the Mikdosh. Viyu Mehen Mishayrehin, there are a chelik of the Levim that are singers. L'sheire ala korban b'chol yoyim. Shenema v'sheire b'shem Hashem elokov k'chol echov ha-levim. Eizehu sheiret shehu b'shem Hashem ha-v'yoyim ezu shira. O'mas ha-yoyim ezu al kol oylet ha-tzibo ha-chive. You say Shira on Chayva Sibo of Shlomim and Oilis. But it was Nadobo of Kesa Mizbeach or whatever, and Sochem Aboyim B'fnei Atzmon, there's no Shira. That's what Rambam says. Then he says like this in Aloha Gimel. Ve'in Purchasin. Mishnei Moshe Levim, Oynen Aduchan, B'chol Yoyim, Loi Meshiro Ala Korban, O Moisifin Ad Li Oylam. Ve'in Oy Meshiro Ela Befeh. But the Mitzvah Shira, it's not a Mitzvah Shira, it's part of Avodas Levi, and the Avodas Levi is Shira Befeh. B'loi Kli, She'ika Shira Hi Avodas Befeh. V'achirim, v'achirim hoyoyim din, shom menagim b'kli shir, mehen levim, mehen yisraelim, miyuchosim asin l'kuhuno, she'ein oyla ala duchon ala miyuchos, v'ein ala m'shoyin al pi akelim oyla minyan ha'shnei moso. Because basically, they're only a support group. To help the choir of Levim to sing properly. But they're not part of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is Avodas Levi Yikashir Mepeh. And that's what the Rambam then comes and says. Let's go back and see it. Let's read some of this. He says in Aloha Hei, he says like this, B'mei ha-mo'adois kulam u'v'roshei chadoshim hoye kohanim tzveikim b'chatzeitzis b'shasakobo v'levim oimim shiro shenem v'yom tzmichaschem b'mo'adeichem. It's not a separate mitzvah v'yom tzmichaschem, because it's part of the avodas levi of shir b'feh. And the amazing thing is, even though the Torah doesn't mention the shiro, okay, and Ram assumes that it's part of it. And what the Torah mentions is the chatzetzreis. Those chatzetzreis are only accompaniment. They're not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the lady, not the kohen. And the Rambam has changed completely the mitzvah of chatzetzreis in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Bo Ibnenboy, in such a way there's no question b'chlal of why it's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs, because it's not a mitzvah of Tkiyah B'chatzeis Reis. The Torah here is different than other hechshe accompaniment of mitzvahs. The Torah tells you exactly how you have to do accompaniment of this shira, but the accompaniment's not the mitzvah. It's a tznai in the mitzvah, or that the mitzvah is the Avodas Levi. And it's not a separate mitzvah of Avodas Levi, it's part of the separate mitzvah of Avodas Levi that should be muchanim la'avoda, and opening and closing the door, shmiras hamikdash, and shira. It's all together one mitzvah. And this is the Chayra, what I would say in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, a complete reversal of his opinion. I'm not getting involved on, it's very clear in the Pasuk, in this parasha, that the mitzvah of Chatzitz Reis is a mitzvah on Kohanim. Here, in Sefer Mitzvahs, and Minyan Mitzvahs, there's no mention of Kohanim. It doesn't mention, it's mentioned Mikdash, which is not mentioned with Fluish, and Kohanim, which is mentioned, who doesn't mention. He does mention Kohanim in Kler Mikdash, but in Hilchos Taneios, he doesn't mention Kohanim. So it's very strange. You have to ask yourself what's going on in the Rambam, how does Kohanim play itself? But those, you know, are not questions which negate to Minyan Mitzvahs, so I'm not sure this should be discussed here. There's also an issue after you look at the last Mishneh Tamid and you're very confused what exactly is the difference between what happens in every Tamid and every Shabbos and what happens in particular in Rosh Chodesh Chodashim on the Musaf. The Eben Ozel talks about it. What the answers are, we have to know. But it's clear in the Rambam that the mitzvah is only those cases in Musaf. What the Rambam does in the Sifri, the 2 days in the Sifri, whether it's Biyom Tzvichaskam or Shabbosis, which the Rambam doesn't mention, or it's the Tmidim, which the Rambam also doesn't mention, the Chinuch seems to say the mitzvahs every day. How that works now, so not my issue over here. I'm just here to just interpret what the Rambam said and how it works out in Minyan Mitzvahs. The Eben Ozel deals with the question, you could decide yourself, you know, what you want to do with it. Now, an amazing thing over here. Chatzitzis over here. The Goyim have a whole different approach. The Eben Ozel you'll find, if you're interested, in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, Perek Vav Halacha Vav. There's a different approach that the Goyim have. The Halacha of the Doilois quoted in the Parshias. Parshias Chatzitzis. So the Chira, it's a reference that the whole Parshim possibly is the mitzvah. This, I think, Rav Sadik Goyim took up on and made a major thing. In Perek Chof Aleph, which is the Perek of the Mitzvahs HaMelech, on page 204, he writes like this, V'nikva shiyu li'om. It's an interesting thing, and in Mitzvah Shem, I'll talk about this Bli Neder more next week. The Rav Sadia, in many cases, when he talks about a mitzvah, talks as if it's a fact, not necessarily something you're supposed to do. V'nikva, very interesting lashon, sheyiyu lo'om, that the people, Klal Yisrael, should have Chatzitz Reis. And what should they do? Sheyizke'u bohen v'oz yis'atzvu. These are the trumpets of the king to bring the people together. K'fi she'omar v'parshis aseh l'cho Chatzitz Reis kesef. So I assume he might have the rest of the things of the din of the chatzitzis mentioned in the parasha, but the first thing is the mikrah, which is the mitzvah melech, and he puts it in the category of the mitzvahs which have to do with melech. And the mitzvah is the knesset should have chatzitz reis, and to do with them kimitzvoson. The same way that the mitzvah of lechem aponim is to have a shulchan and do it in the mitzvoson. And the menorah I could do with mitzvotam. And the title of Perek Chof Aleph is Chovas HaMelech V'Hein Sheva. It's almost reminiscent, and this is the piyut of Avsadi Gurion. Also you find this. First of all, in the pasuk itself, in Baloitcha, Aseh Lecho Shtei Chatzotzos Kesef Miksha Ta'aseh Oysom V'hoyu Lecho Lemikcha Ha'edo. And Rashi says, Aseh Lecho Shiyu Teikin Lefonecha Kimelech Kmo Shenemo Bishvayi Bishur Melech Lemikcha Ha'edo Kishetirse Ledaber Imasen Hejir V'shao Om V'tikrum Lesop Elecha V'tikrum Ha'edei Chatzotzos. And according to Avsadia, this is a mitzvah of days. Now, this is Chatzetzos. And a major change between Minyan mitzvahs and Mishneh Torah. Now, mitzvah Samoch. He shesivonu Sheyiye kol korban shenakriv. Very interesting Rosh. Kol korban shenakriv. Now in Samach Aleph, he says he shetivonu sheyiye kol korban shenakriv veinu shalit. And in Samach Aleph, he shetivonu lakiv melech in kol korban. And he does this also in the Minyan HaKotzer. Each time it's kol korban, kol korban. What is this for? Rabbeisai, very clearly, this is an expression. This is an expression of what the Rambam said in Sherish Yudbeis, that the reason why Mechusas Man, Tomim, the mitzvah of Tomim, where Amum, and the mitzvah of Melichas Korbonos, since the Noye B'chor HaKorbanos, they're separate mitzvahs. And the Rambam puts that, the fact that they're in Kol HaKorbanos, in the Nusach HaMitzvah, all three of them. Mitzvah Samach again. He Shetzivonu Shiyye Kol Korban Shenakud Min HaBehemo. Here is interesting. He says that it's min ha-behema. What does it mean? It means that this mitzvah is only noyeg in the korbanos of behema. It's not noyeg in oifus. We'll see. We'll never. Shenakriv min ha-behema ben shmoni yomim o yoseh v'loi pochis mehem. So in the nusach ha-mitzvah there's not only a tzivri of what should be, but he's very clear of what shouldn't be. So the chetz of the mitzvah is a mitzvah say of doing something and an isa say. Vizuhi mitzvah mechusas man begufay. Mechusas man begufay is a reference to the fact that it should be 7 days tachas imoy. And that is a Mishnah in Zvochim, Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Gimel, Mechus Zman, Bein Begufo, Bein Bebolo. And the Rambam explains there in the Pirush HaMishnah, Mechus Zman, Begufoi, V'chulei, V'hu, Sheterem Shilmoloi, Shivayom. Before the 8th day. And not a complete 7 days. V'u Omroi Yis'alev, V'hoyo shivas yomim tachas imoy u'mayom ha-shmini v'holo yeirotze v'korban. So a priori, looking at this, you wouldn't have imagined there's a tzivui over here, but the Rambam takes for granted the tzivui, And he says, "Ufan nichpo ze hatzivui b'lachoin acher v'omroi shivas yomem yiye im imoy." So you could have said it's a din. See, what you have over here is a verb in the future tense in the third person. As you understand yourself, a verb in the future tense in the third person could have been a sipur dvarim and telling you some dinim that happened over here, or it could be a tzivoy. And the conclusion it's a tzivoy, just from looking at the pasuk, is a little bit odd. Yiyeh l'ratzon. And we'll see more. He continues, "Umeyomroi, umeyoyim ashmini v'holo yeyrotzer, yesh raya shekoydim zeh lo yeyrotzer." Like now he has a certain logic, which we have to understand what it is. Since it says that on the eighth day there is ritzui, so we know that before that there's no ritzui. So this also can be just a din. Hine kfar hitzamtu az kolo mehakrib mechuseiver. It's an isa. That's very strange. From this itself, he could say it's a din. Avuhu lav avo mecharase. He says, since lav avo mecharase, mefikach ein loikin alof. Okay. Umi shehikri mechuses man ein oleike. It's almost double talk. Like, you know, he's working very hard to say there's no malchus, and when there's no atar at all. So we don't know exactly what happened. Kmo shehizboye biperik oisev ezbenoi v'shom nema hanach lemechuses man shakosav niskalasei. So here's his whole proof. Hakosav niskalasei, he learns that the niskalasei means the mitzvasei. So Dr. Matiki Ashmur, the Baalei HaMetzora, give edus that this Yihye L'Rotzein, it's not Yihye L'Rotzein, it's not a Sipur Dvorim, third person in the future, but this third person in the future is a Tzivoy, is a Mitzvah. Niske L'Yatzein. And the amazing thing is the Rambam quotes this to the Gemara and it turns it inside out. And he quotes the Gemara almost backwards. Like, you know, it's after you have the Gemara, he turns it around. Because the Gemara starts like this. The Gemara starts, each statement you see, it's in the opposite order. The last statement, of course, Nitzchah say. So the Gemara starts off in Pei Amidbeis and goes to Pei Aleph from the Aleph of Chulin. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Hanach L'Mechuses Man, that course Nitzchah say. And how do you know it's Nitzchah say? My timer, the Omar Kobe Yom HaShmini V'Holo. Yirtze miyom hashmini in meikol aloi. Lav avo mechal asei asei. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's niskal asei? Because lav avo mechal asei. And they give edus that this is lav avo mechal asei. So memela we know there's an asei. And that is pointed out in the mitzvah Kohen Gadol in the Psula, that we learn from the Lashon Lav Avo Mechal Asei, that even though Isui Asei is not in the Minyan, a Lav Avo Mechal Asei, that the Matiki Ashmur are saying that it's Mechal and Asei to do something. If it's Mechal Asei, there's an Eid, there's a Mitzvah Asei. So the Sage like more understand. We know that if there's an Asei, because what? Because the Matikei Shmur said, Lav Nitzchah Asei, which is an Asei. And l'chayr, this is what he's trying to say over here also, because he says that it's avohu lava b'machaseh. The discussion of ein leikin l'chayr is a maimo hamuska, is a parenthetical remark, because l'chayr has nothing to do with us here. Kamo she's boye be perik oisves benoi. Which is a conclusion because Labanik will not say. And now we know it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvah. And then Tidalkoi at the end of the mitzvah, Christ boy, they mitzvah zu, b'sifro u'b'sei m'seches vochim. Here, here, I just want to share something with you. And this will just be an introduction to something, and we'll see what to do with it. So, when the Rambam is organizing these mitzvahs, the first of the three mitzvahs, which are on all Karbonos, is Mechus Hazman, Yom HaShmini Vahola. Then, he has another mitzvah of Tomim, the Korbanos Shivirat Mum. Okay? We'll see exactly what it is. And then the mitzvah Melich. See, here is amazing, okay? Because in Mishneh Torah, you find the exact opposite approach. And the Ram opens up Hilchos Yisui Mizbeach with the mitzvah of Tumim in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And in the middle, in the Prokim, he mentions the mitzvah of Mechus Hazman. And the question is there a meaning to all this? And what's the interaction? And what's the relationship between the two? In fact, look over here. The mitzvah over here, just before we start, is also sheyihyeh, which it could have been anything, but the mitzvah nusach is liyos. In the Minah Kosa, Leo is called Kabbalah's Behemo, Yomashmini Vahola, Shinemo, Yomashmini Vahola. The question is, it means Sheyiye or Shekol Kovit, Sheyiye, Kol Kovit Shenakrib, Minah Behemo. The Akrova is going to do the Kilu Kol Kovit Shenakrib, the Akrova is a Tanai. Okay? And that's also. You look in the Minyan HaKotzer. Leo is called Kabbalah's Behemah, Yom HaShmini Vahola, Shneim Yom HaShmini Vahola. However, in the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, he says in Perek Gimel, Alocha Alev, V'chein HaMaktish Mechus Hazman, he says, like this, lahakriv miyoyim shmini v'holo in Prote HaMitzvahs. It's not about the cheyiye, it's lahakriv. And in Perek Gimel Ches, the mitzvah is mitzvasei lahakriv kol hakavonos yom hashmini. So the mitzvah is to be makriv a behem which is not a mechuseiva, which is shelo zman. So the question is, what's the difference between the Nusach? So I would have imagined that the difference might have been of whether there's an Issa Aseh to be Maktish a Mechusa Eva, a Mechusa Zman. Not that Krova, just the Hektish. But it's a Mufush Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, Samach Gimel Mabez, Minayin shirati shenu, mechus hazman, tamaloy mekorban. And the Ram quotes in Yisui Be'ez, Be'ez, Perek Gimel Alocha Yud,
וכן המקדיש מחוץ לזמן, הרי זה כמקדיש בעל מומויבר, ואין הולכה, כמו שביאנו. משלו מלך דסקוס לניסוי מזבח, פרגים הולך החס, וראי וקלילי סיסקרייב to this in Hilchos Paradum, and his Asog is Perek Arav Olach Arav. Now, what's the difference in the change? I would have imagined maybe the Rambam held that the Kiyum is only with Akrova in Mishneh Torah. But the Iser is even B'shas Hektish. Oh, the mitzvah is Trimachriv the Korban. And the question is, how can you differentiate between the two? You see, if you're learning the way he's learning over here, then it's all the same, I understand. Because if the Aseh is only a Lav Avo Mechlal Aseh, okay, so L'Chera, it should be symmetrical. As much as there is an Aseh, there's a Lav. As much as a Lav, there's an Aseh. How can there be an Iser Hektish without a Kiyum? I'm a little bit confused about that. Now, getting back to the original question. What is the Seder, and why should there be this oddity in Seder? Now, like this. Could be let's even go back to something else. Why is the Rambam talking so much about Malchus over here? No Malchus, twice. The Rambam Nisui Mizbeach in Peregimah Lochetes Torem Shergiyah Zmanon Shehen Kimuchus Zman Bebehemo, they like that Ubnei Yoyne Sheova Zmanon Hakol Kibalmum V'amakrivon Eino Loike Afa Pi Sheakobon Posel V'lo Nilse. I would tell you, I talk about V'amakrivon Eino Loike because maybe it should be like it, since like a Balmum, maybe she get Malchus to a Balmum. And this he quotes immediately after he has formulated in Perek Gimel Aloch Ches, V'af Bishu B'chus Hazman Posel Imov V'krivim Eino Leike. And this is the mitzvah. Mibnei Shu Lav Abba Mechah Asei. And he says that it's like a mum. If you look, and I'll show you something, we'll start with this and we'll move further. If you look at Sfas Emet, in Yuma, Samach Dal and Aleph, Yesh Lema, the Psul Mechus Zman, Havik Balmum, the Chson who begufoy, Shechose Boy Tashlum Azman, okay, maybe, for Shechose Lachinuch, Zainatam Mechus Zman Posel, Shushen Sholem Begufoy, Shienechma Zenoa Lachrivo. He says, "V'chein mukhar b'Rambam, v'b'chus z'man avi kibalmum." It's all very nice, okay. First of all, before we explain anything, you understand if you're saying that basically m'chus z'man is like a mum, then logically you start Isui Mizbeach with the Asay of Tomim and the Lav Mamum. And here, the Mechus Zman is a reflection of just a separate Inyan, the Ani Atera.
However, I would tell you, in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he changes the order, and Mechusas Man is prior to Tomim, he was of the opinion that it's a separate Isur, it's not the Teres Mum, there's no relationship at all between the two. And that's why he starts Hilchus Isui Mizbech Shem Shem Mitzvah Liyos Kol Korban Tomim V'Nivko Kacha Nishosin Yutmimim V'Nivkorim. And the whole, we'll see, the whole Isui Mizbech revolves about Tomim Mufcha. And the Rambam has added a new word in Mishneh Torah when he talks about Tomim Mitzvah Shem. We'll have to pick up and talk about what the Mitzvah Tomim is next week. Here, and we'll see, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is only Tomim without Mum. In Mishneh Torah, the definition is expanded, and the mitzvah from Tomim is Tomim and Mufcha. And he goes over it again when he talks about Nesachim in Perek Vav Aloch Aleph. And therefore, it could be, and we'll pick this up and you'll see something. Let me read this to you. The Rambam in the Buchim, and we'll have to pick this up and discuss more about Riches, Amet Hashem, we know the next week. The Rambam goes like this. In Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Vov, Umipinei, She'ivdei Avodah Zor, Lo Hoyu Makriven. I'll be frank with you. I quoted the Sfas Emes, it's not as a Raya, but you see, that's what he learns. But we see in the Rambam in the Buchim, that it's clear like that. And all we need, the Sfas Emes for this. In Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Vov, Mipnei She'ivdei Avodah Zor, Lo Hoyu Makriven, Lechem, Elo So'or, Lo Hoyu Boichrim La'akriv, Hoanyonim Amesukim, Umachalkun Kobanem Dvash, there was, they used Saw and Dvash, Kmoshu Mufusa Besvor Mashir, Sefalti Lacho, Vachem Latimsa Vidivre Bidobo, Vikovase Melech, Bneze Hizi Hashem, Makiv Kosovo, Hold Dvash, Vitsim Basmonis Amelech, Alko Kabon Katakiv Melech. Okay? That's Bagdom. Now I'm interested in this. V'tzivo she'oma hakiveil no lefecho secho. Hakiveil no, he says, v'tzivo, I skipped the line. V'tzivo li'oi tachobonos kulam t'mimim alateim shebe inyonehem. Although this teiv, this tomim, and this mufcha is the chmufurish over here. She'lo yobo Lahokil the Korban Levada is Ramashi Kriboy Lishmo Yisale Kmo Shomo Hakivel no Lefecho Secho. Hakivel no Lefecho Secho is not a separate Islam with Divi Kabbalah, or that Hakivel no Lefecho Secho is a Biur from the Nevi'im Kizmati Yashmua saying Otto the Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mizmufolish Otto the Tomim Tiye, or the Tomim is Hakivel no Lefecho Secho. Tom Yilavatsu. So if that's correct, oh, then he continues, Uzeh Hatam. Gamkein his here, Mehachriv, Mehashelo Yishmolo Shemeth Yomim, Liyosei Choseh Beninoi, Veyosei Nimah, Mipnei Shehu Kinefo. It's a chsayon in mufcha. It's not nivcha shebemino. And then he continues. V'u'atam b'isa etnan zeyno mechir kelev v'chule. V'u'atam v'akrobat ha'godo me'ateirim v'efoche yoyno. Or that this which the Ram says is kemum. Eze ateir shebohem v'ibnei shagodo shebeyoynim ein boy areibus. And that's the Ram's change. We'll have to pick up this more, Mitzvah Shem B'Lina, next week. And to finish this inyan off, the Rambam has changed the relationship between Mechus Zman and Tomim. The Tomim in Sefer Mitzvah, the Tomim of Mum, and Mechus Zman is not Mum, it's a separate mitzvah, and he's Makdim it. In Mishneh Torah, certainly, explicitly, in Meir Nevuchim, the mitzvah is Tomim and Nif Mufchal, and Mechus Zman is just an expression of that. And Amit Hashem, we'll discuss this Amit Hashem next week. We never.